We heard the door open, a few hurried words, and then quick steps upon the linoleum. Our own door flew open, and a lady, clad in some dark-coloured stuff, with a black veil, entered the room.
"You will excuse my calling so late," she began,
and then, suddenly losing her self-control, she ran forward, threw her arms about my wife's neck, and sobbed upon her shoulder.
"Oh, I'm in such trouble," she cried. "I do so want a little help."
"Why?" said my wife, pulling up her veil. "It is Kate Whitney.
How you startled me, Kate. I had not an idea who you were when you came in. I didn't know what to do, so I came straight to you."
That was always the way. Folk who were in grief came to my wife like birds to a lighthouse.
"It was very sweet of you to come. Now, you must have some wine and water, and sit here comfortably and tell us all about it. Or should you rather that I sent James off to bed?"
"No, no! I want the doctor's advice and help, too. It's about Isa. He has not been home for 2 days. I am so frightened about him."